The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
Hello, thank you for tuning in. This is Joshua Sasso, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. Well, body of Christ, we are only a month away, actually less than a month away from the Feast of Harvest, which is when the day of Pentecost came. I mean, that's when the Holy Spirit poured out on the disciples and filled them. So we're in that 50-day period right now. So as just a reminder, let's keep focused on the Lord, on the calling that He has for us, on the things that He's tasked us to do during the time that we are in, because God is moving, brothers and sisters. God is moving to bring forth revival amongst His people and amongst the nations. Amen? So last week, we were talking about, and we shared a message with you, with Pastor Chris talking about how we need to use the words that the Lord has given us, and we need to use the Word of God as a weapon to combat the enemy. And we need to remind God of those words, but we also need to use those words, speak and declare them over our situation. Because again, we're not moved by the facts, but we're moved by the truth that God has given us. So if the facts don't line up with what God is saying, that means that we need to decree and declare the words that the Lord has spoken over our situation, over those facts, because the truth will remain everlasting. While the facts can be changed, as we've talked about many times before. So this week is a continuation of that topic. We're going to listen in again to Pastor Chris as she's going to talk about how our faith needs to be a force in the spiritual realm, that it needs to have spiritual presence to move principalities, to bring about manifestations, and to touch the heart of God. So our faith needs to be a force. So open up your ears, your hearts, and your minds, and let's listen in now to Pastor Chris.
Faith is a force. God expects us to live by faith, and if we ever shrink back, He will not be pleased with us. He was not pleased with the nation of Israel. He promised them a promised land. They plunder the Egyptians. They have clouds by day and fire by night. They ate manna. And yet, when they saw the giants, the first major obstacle, the first major challenge, they want to go back. And they're willing to settle to be slaves again, to work for the Egyptians, because they don't want to live by faith. And they shrunk back from that faith, and not one member of those generations, except for Joshua and Caleb, entered the promised land because they shrunk back from the faith. That we expect something in our minds, that when things happen, we expect something in our mind, an easy manifestation based on our own thoughts. And when challenges come, we get discouraged and said, oh, we did not hear from God. We start murmuring. We go back to what is comfortable to us. And you hear a lot of Christians, well, I went back to what I know to do. And that is why God is not pleased. So it is important for us that faith is a force. It means to say that whatever challenges, even a tidal wave of challenges and problems and issues that you confronted, it's still more forceful than any one of those, because they're heavenly realms. Remember in 1 John chapter 5, verse 4, the one that they just read, it says, we overcome the world by our faith, and we need to hold on to that. See, we focus on the image of God that we formed in our mind instead of looking in awe of the manifestations of the facets and the nature of God and how He works. In our ways, we want it easy. We want to have it our own way. This is easier. We holler and dance and we proclaim and we believe and we hold hands together. We come in agreement. Lo and behold, it's going to manifest, right? And let me remind you about the nation of Israel. It took them 40 years, but glory to God, it will not take us that long. It shall only be 2 weeks walking towards the promised land, 2 weeks. But because of their lack of faith, because of their unbelief, because of their whining and complaining, and God heard it, it took them that long. Just some giants that they saw, and they have forgotten about God because they look at the giants instead of God who created the giants. So this nation was founded under basic Christian principles, and God will never forget that. And I look forward to what is going to manifest. Of course, my flesh wanted to be done yesterday. You understand what I'm saying? It's not by faith. Faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We want to see it. We want to touch it. We want to feel it. And in addition to that, we want a rainbow from God, and we want a security deposit. And God said, delight yourself in me. We have to walk by faith, no matter what. Some, especially when you're just new in the things of the Spirit, when you have not taken any of those yeast that puff your head, everything is so easy. And that is supposed to be. And Christians, amazingly, they call it a honeymoon period with Christianity. We have not gotten our honeymoon yet. We're preparing to be a bride. We're preparing for the wedding. So we said, okay, honeymoon is over. And we quantify it like the world's way instead of God's way. But on some instances in our lives, we really have to walk that faith. We really have to pursue it. It doesn't matter what the challenges are. We have to hold on to the promise of God. And we don't look at the challenge. We don't look at the impossibility of it all. We look upon God who can make things happen. And through us, by our cooperation, by our submission, by our living by faith and our obedience to Him, that's our currency. And it is time to really take over and take dominion, but it is not by sloppy agape. It's not by what you call faith, and it's not. Some things say, I believe because that's the desire of your heart. It is not by faith. Hello? Because you want things happen. This is how I want things happened. And God is not subject to pressure. God is not subject to pressure. He will not give in to pressure. He doesn't know what pressure is all about. He knows everything. He is all-powerful. He's almighty. And He is all pure, uncontaminated love. And it's a force. So it is important for us to understand that. When I fought cervical cancer years ago, it started in 1998 when I was pregnant with Erica. While Erica was growing in my womb, there's this tumor that is growing with Erica. And it is something that I have to walk. Before that, Jesus visited me in a dream with Catherine Kuhlman. And I know I shared this before, but I'm going to share it again just to encourage you so that you will be reminded of the prophetic words that God has given you. This is one thing I like about God. Whatever the challenge that we are facing there, He gives us a heads up if we carefully pay attention to them. So in that dream, I was taken aback. There is Jesus. I said, Lord, what are you doing here? Oh, Christina, I brought Catherine Kuhlman with me so that she can lay hands on your stomach to heal you from cancer and to anoint you. And I said, Lord, I didn't know that I have. And I said, but you came here for that reason. So therefore, I have it then. Then I wanted to be healed. So here comes Catherine Kuhlman with a long white gown with that accent and said, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and lay hands on me. And I received my healing at that time. That was 1992. And then she anointed me. And a few months after that, here comes a prophet from Kentucky. He said, Christina, I don't know how to articulate this, but let me tell you one thing about what I saw before everybody else comes in. I said, your ministry is like that of Catherine Kuhlman. I see a school. And I was like, for me, it's high school. And I said, no way. You understand what I'm saying? But, and I was like, you have that anointing, but it's different. It's different, and I see school. And lay hands on me and knock on the floor. He said, the Lord is saying to you that as a deposit, you're going to see and begin to see the manifestations of angels. And so that is a deposit that God has spoken. Well, Brother Charles didn't realize about my dream a few months ago, and I didn't tell him. Because all I have is Miss School. I'm not going to be a principal of a high school. You understand what I'm saying? And it's just like, because my degree is education, and so I'm not going to teach. But in the back of my mind, I receive it. That following night, the following day, in the evening, we have another meeting with Brother Charles in our house, and I was taking a shower. There is the angel. So I started seeing the manifestations of angels. And sometimes some of the people in the core group, they can see them. So when that cancer manifested, I was reminded about everything. The Lord prepared me. It means to say, He wants me to go through that process. Not the world's way, but in the spiritual realm. And I was adamant about, I'm not going to go into chemo. I'm not going to go through this. And said, like, I told my doctor and said, you refer me to oncologist, but give me 6 to 9 months. And if I come back after 9 months, I still have that cancer. You can mince and dice and slice me. I don't care, because what I believed in did work. And I started telling him. And he said, oh. And said, I believe in miracles. And you think that because I believe, I did not face any giants. I have legions of them. The pain. And sometimes the voice, what your body's telling you. I didn't have any energy. But I said, I shall not die but live. And I'm not going to go through this. I told the Lord and said, not unless you specifically come here and tell me in my face that I'll go through chemotherapy and all of these things. Then you have got to tell me. Because if you said that you anointed me through Catherine Kuhlman, and Catherine Kuhlman had a healing ministry. And I said, like, I'm not going to do that. I have to walk this. I said, how can I have the faith to heal those that are dying if I didn't walk it, if I didn't have it? I don't care how much, how good of a speech you can deliver, on how good of a writer you are. If you don't walk it, if you don't prove your faith, if you don't walk your faith in your life, you ain't got it. So after 9 months, I was like, there's none. And I got lectured from others and said, like, you should have gone to the hospital so that they can certify that it's a miracle. I don't care. Why would I let heathen doctors to certify that it's a miracle? Why do I need that? I don't care if you don't believe me. Are you getting this? But if you will shrink back, according to Hebrews 10:38 and 10:39, He will not be pleased with you. So while I was nursing Erica, I was fighting it in my body. I wake up sometimes with so much pain, and I said, I shall not die but live. And the Lord sometimes will put me to sleep. And Mike got me some healing scriptures and the Bible. And the whole day they're playing Bible scriptures, healing scriptures. And the Lord gave me some instructions as far as what to take and what to eat and everything else. So when I went back to my doctor, there's nothing. I can find it. Did it try to come back? Yeah. Because once you walk that faith, if it's a promise of God, a prophecy of God towards you about your healing, about your prosperity, about your relationship, you will have dominion over that blessing. Are you getting this? Because you tasted it, you walked it, and God was pleased with you. And this is the one thing that you need to understand. You do not rely on your own understanding about things. If things did not happen or manifest the way you thought it manifest, just remind yourself about Isaiah 55:8-9, that those thoughts of yours and your imaginations, they're not God's. His are higher, His ways and His thoughts. And then get into the heavenly realms where the thus saith the Lord came from. It's from heaven. You need to look up all the time and then walk it. as far as our country is concerned, do we really have a choice to get out of faith and step into unbelief? We don't have that choice. We don't have 40 years. We don't have any 10 years. We don't have any 5 years. We have to stand and get deeper in our faith and continue to proclaim, we trust you, God. You said this. And so therefore, I will unite my faith with you and my brothers and sisters that your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Are you getting this? It is important. So now, just like when I was in the Philippines last January, February, I heard of a mother that I prayed before who came at the Miracle Crusade and got prayed for last year in March. And they still cannot find what's wrong with her. She contracted a specific infection in her lungs that she always breathing through oxygen. That is her life. Well, I heard about it and I says like, well, before I leave the city, I wanted to see her. And I saw her, and of course, through prophecy, I practically raised up the husband when he had a heart attack years ago. So I look at her, and I said, like, do you believe? You know, if you decided to go home, sister, and said, don't go home with that oxygen mask. It's not a good testimony. But if that is commensurate to your faith, then I bless you with it. But just don't. And I lay hands on her. Move the oxygen mask. And she danced with us all around the living room. And from then on, she never put it back except when she's at home. But it's not a 24/7 thing. Well, I found out about a week ago that she went home without the oxygen mask. Are you getting this? So I went to their house and I knew that the Lord is going to take her home. And she told me she's ready. And I said, like, then if you're ready, I said, I'll join in my faith. You're not going home with that oxygen mask. You have to dance and have a romantic date with your childhood sweetheart, which is her husband. And you need to hold hands and have dinner without that machine. And they laugh about it. And she went home. But she was off for many months, off that oxygen mask. But I know that it is her time to go home. But she went out in glory. Are you getting this? It is important for us to understand, but if I did not walk my faith about my healing and my deliverance and my salvation, and said I would not have any authority or my faith will not be forceful enough to transform other lives. And of course, I got my house. It's from the Holy Spirit. Mike and I have the house in Helotes. It's by the Spirit. The second house that we bought together, the first one, that was also a prophetic thing because I said that one of these days I'm going to buy that house. I like it because in the corner lot. It's a townhouse. And soon enough, it became our third townhouse until we moved to Helotes. But those are prophecies that I did not let go. Are you getting this? But it is something that you have to be adamant. Your faith has to be a force that, oh no, this has gone way too long and I am going to resolve this now in the name of the Lord. And you do it in the name of the Lord. So same thing with our country, same thing with your personal prophecies. Those are things that you cannot discern them. You cannot analyze them in your own mind. You had been wrong before with your mind, but with your spirit, if you're going to look back, any faith that came out from your belly, from your spirit, that you know, and you stood your ground, you got it. So you remind yourself about that. And then you remind God on how you believed him in those instances. And then that you're going to promise him or tell him that you trust him and that you're going to believe him in this part. So don't give in to discouragement, just like the Lord will not allow me to. Okay, you have 30 seconds. How can you remain distressed or discouraged if you have to talk fast to him? Oh, 30 seconds is up. One time I said, no, I want to have a pity party. And not 30 seconds on the earth, 30 seconds in heaven. I said, I have a few years. I have a few weeks and a few days. And said, 30 seconds. I said, your time is up. Are you getting this? So let us look at this as a challenge, that this is the crown that we're going to collect. We're going to believe God. If it's impossible, I said, oh, I finally got one. Everything else are possible. If this is impossible, I finally get one that I can earn a crown, that I can lay down at Jesus' feet. I believe in spite of everything else because I look up and I believe your word. So let's get busy with making declarations, with reminding God and reminding ourselves of what belongs to us, what the word of God says. And then you tell Satan, you work for me. So get out of here. Don't give him any importance. All his power was stripped. The only power that he has is the one that you gave him. So take those back. Are you getting this? So what do we expect from United States of America? Political revival. Oh, I don't know about that. Then don't know anything also about the transfer of wealth, because it's not going to happen to you. But I don't care if you all are going to operate in unbelief. I already rest my case. This country is going to turn around, period, towards righteousness. And God gets the glory, not the world. Are you getting this? So what are the things that God has been telling you? Your faith in our Lord Jesus Christ is the force that can make things happen. That's the only thing. If you try to do it on your own, it will take too long. You win some, you lose some. It costs too much. It's too hard. And it's open for compromise. Let us take a stand that no more compromises, no more doubt and unbelief. And this country is going to turn around as our lives are transformed.
Amen. So the transformation of this nation, of the United States of America, is on the way because the Lord God spoke it. So we just need to remember to cling to the words of the Lord, to cling to the things that God has said over our lives, over this nation, over the church, and cling to them, not to let them go. The important thing that we need to remember is to, as Pastor Chris said, not to shrink back. See, the Israelites, as she talked about, God told them that he was giving them the promised land, right? He led them out of Israel. They saw many signs and wonders. But what happened? As soon as they sent spies into the promised land and they saw the giants that were inhabiting the land, they became afraid. They began to doubt. This first obstacle that they experienced, this first sign of opposition, they shrunk back and became afraid, completely forgetting that God had already told them that he was delivering that land into their hands. So we need to remember that despite any opposition, despite any situation, that we should not shrink back, but instead cling to the words that the Lord has spoken over us. Hebrews 11:6 says, "And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him." See, the Bible says it's impossible to please God unless we have the faith to believe in him, unless we have the faith to obey what God is telling us and to do them. Because faith without action is also dead. That's what it says in James, because our faith is reflected by our actions. So we cannot shrink back. We cannot become doubtful. We cannot become afraid. We just need to press on to what the Lord is saying. So if he says there's going to be political revival, then we need to hold on to those words and not back down. If he says we are going to be part of the transfer of wealth, then we need to hold on to those words. If he says that you are healed, then you need to hold on to those words and not back down. And that's what it means when Pastor Chris says that our faith needs to be a force, because our faith should be so strong that it is moving the mountains, that is moving away the principalities, because it is forceful, a forceful presence in the spiritual realm. So let us take those things to heart. Amen. Well, we're about out of time for today. Before we go, I just want to remind you to visit our website, www.sogmi.org, and that's www.sogmi.org. Also, we are still in that 50-day period leading up to the day of Pentecost, so let's hold fast to the words that the Lord has spoken. Let's be obedient, let's be productive, and let's be efficient in the things that the Lord has led us to do. Amen? Well, thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time, God bless you. Thank you for listening. We all hope you were blessed by this message today. If you were, let us hear from you. If you wish to contact us or sow a seed, our phone number is 210-396-7891. And for Saturday's program, call us at 210-695-1630. Send all emails to sonsofgod@satx.rr.com and all letters to P.O. Box 1579, Lotus, Texas 78023. For more info, including service times and upcoming events, find us at www.sogmi.org. That's www.sogmi.org.